Hello, 通勤家族 ,Welcome to 15minutes.today, 通勤学英语。我是 John 老师。在今天节目开始之前，提醒大家要到 Apple Podcast 给我们五星评分以及留言，帮通勤学英语灌溉成长的养分。不论你是喜欢我们的每日跟读单元 Vocab, Intense, 还是 Look Back Sunday 的节目，都非常欢迎大家每日给自己15分钟提升英语力。Now let's get started.
Of red clay and French existentialism. The most prominent feature of the French Open is that this Grand Slam tournament takes place on the rusty red clay of Roland Garros, a beloved detail that is as much a part of local culture and tradition as the bouquinists that sell art and used books along the Seine. And yet,as it so often is in the country that claims Albert Camus and Simone de Beauvoir, the relationship between France and its terre battue is a little bit more complicated. This red clay that comes from a small brick factory in Oise, north of Paris, elicits so much love. But the clay has also become a symbol of deep frustration.A French woman has not won the singles championship that this country so treasures, the one that requires more grit but also more thought than any other, since Mary Pierce in 2000. A Frenchman has not won it in 39 years since Yannick Noah in 1982. Why? The answer likely has a lot to do with a central contradiction in the home of red clay's biggest stage.Just 11.5% of the tennis courts in France are made of the traditional red clay, and most of those are in private clubs. Another 16.5% of the courts are made of an imitation clay surface that is similar to the terre battue, but plays harder and faster than the softer traditional clay. Winning on clay requires a PhD in what coaches and players call point construction,which is shorthand for playing tennis like chess, thinking not only about this next shot, but three shots down the line. Learning that to the point where it is instinctual can take years, and like most things, the earlier one starts training the brain to think that way, the better. On clay, the fight really goes on and on, said Aurelio Di Zazzo, a coach at the Tennis Club of Paris. The longer the effort,the more you have to use your mind. The club, which is less than 1 mile from Roland Garros, tries to carry red clay's torch as best it can. That torch is not cheap. Maintaining the courts requires 4 full-time employees, and new clay costs more than $2,000 a year for each court. Each court must be entirely dug up and redone every 15 years, costing more than $30,000 per court.Levy said, it's worth it. This clay is part of France, he said.
Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ,improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。